Albayan Radio presents Actions of the Heart, presented by Sheikh Muhammad Duar.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man ihtada bihuda amma ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, today we cover another one of the actions of the heart, and the action with us today is at-tafakkur, or reflecting and pondering. Reflecting and pondering is a part of our faith, a part of our religion, and one of the best types of gatherings or sittings is for the person to sit themselves and reflect and ponder over this great religion, to ponder over the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to ponder over His names and His attributes, to ponder and reflect over paradise and hellfire, to ponder over the signs of Allah azza wa jal, and for the person to ponder and reflect over themselves, their good deeds and their sins. And the definition of at-tafakkur, or reflection or pondering, is to direct the heart to look into the proofs and the signs. At-tafakkur is directing the heart to look into the proofs and the signs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned and commanded at-tafakkur in the Qur'an and in the Sunnah in many places. There is the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, He says that verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the changing of the night and the day are signs for people of understanding, those who remember Allah standing and sitting and on their sides, and they ponder, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they ponder or reflect over the creation of the heavens and the earth. Our Lord, You have not created this out of foolishness. Glory be to You. Protect us from the punishment of the fire. So in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands and He mentions a quality of the believers, and that is that they ponder and they reflect over the creation of the heavens and the earth. And there are different types of pondering and reflecting, my dear brothers and sisters. And reflection, it has its limits, which we as believers cannot transgress. So at-tafakkur, it has its limits. We do not ponder at things which Allah Azza wa Jal has not allowed or made permissible, such as we do not ponder about the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not ponder over the description of Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith, ponder over the signs of Allah and do not ponder over the essence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our religion has told us that if the mind falls into this, for the person to seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the shaitan and to change his thoughts. And there's no doubt that from the best types of pondering is for the person to reflect over how to rectify themselves and how to prevent the punishment from Allah Azza wa Jal. So reflection is great when the person thinks about themselves and thinks about how to rectify themselves. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Do they not ponder over themselves? And pondering over oneself consists of to ponder over how Allah created this body and designed it. So Allah, when He tells us to reflect over ourselves, part of that is for us to reflect over our own bodies and how Allah Azza wa Jal has designed it in such an excellent way. And to ponder over the shortcomings of this nafs, which leads to fixing these shortcomings. Because when the person reflects over his sins, this is no doubt from the greatest tools in rectifying those sins and fixing them. Also pondering over the creation of the heavens and the earth, as previously mentioned in the verse, because when a person looks into the creation of the heavens and the earth and looks into what Allah has placed on this earth, this leads the person to understand that Allah Azza wa Jal did not create all of these things foolishly, but for a purpose, as Allah mentioned in the verse, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Our Lord, You did not create this out of foolishness. And this is one thing Allah mentions many times, where He gives the example of reflecting over the creation of the heavens and the earth. Also from the forms of reflection is to reflect over Allah's blessings, because this leads the person to be thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. When we constantly remember and think about the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, this leads us to be true servants of His. And also to ponder over the Qur'an and to reflect over the Qur'an, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Do they not reflect over the Qur'an, or are they upon their hearts locks or seals? So we are commanded to reflect over the Qur'an also, because by doing so, we understand the perfection of the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, and that He is indeed the true Lord, worthy of all worship. Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.